Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, who's Vice President of Syndication, is with us. I don't know what you want me to do. I have people who would like to talk to you.
I told you that I didn't want to talk to them. You know, I don't know what you...
Well, because you don't think they're bright enough to talk to you doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that...
Phil, every time you and I have a conversation, you got some idea about how I don't know what it is that I want. Number one, I wanted you to apologize. Number two, I want you to keep your mouth shut about the affiliates. And number three, why do I need to talk to listeners?
Because they're at...
They're not as smart as me. They're not as aware as I am of the radio business. What?
Some of them have questions about your management style.
All right, who is it?
It's a caller from New Haven.
Put it on.
New Haven, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello, David. Is she talking to me? Hello?
I guess she's talking to you.
Hello, David.
You're not talking to the host. You're not talking to the host. You're just talking to me.
I'm talking to you first.
Well, why don't you say good evening to the host?
I would like to welcome the host to WELI Connecticut.
And what's his name?
His name is Phil Hendry.
There you go.
Okay?
Good girl.
All right. I just want to say something to you. I was appalled this evening, and if you can be quiet and give me the respect for a minute.
No, I'm just adding a little common courtesy. You know,
I would like a little common courtesy.
Well, you usually call up and you say, hello, Phil, first, and then talk to the guest.
I did say that.
No, you didn't. You said, hello, David.
Oh, I said, hello, Phil, before I said, hello, David.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
Sir, I did. I called, and he put me on hold.
Don't
tell me I didn't do that.
When they put you on the air.
David, forget it, okay?
No, I think it's a point of honor, Phil.
Just let it go, David, and let the lady say what she wants to say, okay?
Why can't you stand up for yourself?
I'm standing up for myself. Just let her do it, okay?
I think you're being a pussy not standing up for yourself.
Let the lady say what she wants to say. I don't care whether she said good evening, Phil, or not.
Well, then you're being gutless.
Okay, then I'm gutless.
Good evening, Phil.
Thank you. There you go.
All right,
hello,
good.
David.
Good.
Okay.
You guys got manners up there in Connecticut?
I like the way I addressed your program this evening.
Common courtesy.
However, I just want to share something with you.
It's common courtesy, that's all.
Okay, common courtesy. Please give me the courtesy now, can you? I opened my radio this evening to hear this program for the first time, and I was humiliated.
You're humiliated.
I was humiliated by the way you treated that man on the air. You know,
you don't
I'm
know
a
what
personnel
he did, though.
Manager. Just
you don't know what he did.
I'm a personnel manager, and
where?
I want to tell you something.
Whereabouts?
When you have something to say to your employees, you usually talk to them in private, and then they do what they're directed to do. You don't try to belittle them to
You don't know what happened. He invited me on the show tonight. He invited me on his show tonight and asked me why it was he wasn't getting any calls from Anchorage, Alaska. And I told him it's because the show hasn't started in Anchorage, Alaska. And he'd been on the air for two solid days talking about how the station up there was tape playing a show. So he asked for it.
I didn't just come on his show.
He asked for it. He behaved boorish, didn't you, Phil?
Okay, Dave.
Well,
let
look
me say
David,
this
I
to you.
Yeah,
but
look, you didn't hear what happened.
David,
you didn't hear what happened. You didn't hear it all.
I did hear it all.
You heard it all, but you wouldn't know what the background was.
I did hear it all this evening. I happened to open the radio at that
time.
But I want to say to you,
open the radio. What does that mean? Open the radio.
You said to him.
You opened the radio? You mean you turned it on?
I turned my radio on and up.
There you go.
Okay.
Opened the radio.
I opened up my radio loud so I could believe what I was hearing, because I have never in all my life heard any management speak to an employee publicly the way you did.
Well, now you have.
I think you owe this man an apology.
Now you have, okay? Consider it a first.
A first?
You've heard an employer talk to an employee that way.
You will never talk to an employee that way if I have anything to about it.
What are you going to do about it?
What I'm going to do is ask them to take
David, this is a listener here, okay?
I don't care. Phil, first of all, you shut up when I'm talking to a listener. You understand that?
And you talk to me right. I'm a woman. I'm not an animal.
You're a woman. Okay, great. Good for you.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Like you would speak to a woman.
Like I speak to a woman?
What do you want me to say? I'm going to tell you that you have.
Can I run to the store for you?
Listen to me, sir. You have a good program.
A good program.
I would hate to see you.
You haven't even heard 5 seconds of it. What do you mean it's a good program? Let me tell you something. This guy, Phil Henry, is about as bad as it gets. I put him on the air.
Well, that's not the way he was advertised here in Connecticut.
Well, they're advertising him the wrong way.
David, how is this helping my show?
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Well, David,
I said to shut up.
David,
what?
I think you're 100% wrong.
What they should say in Connecticut is the Phil Henry Show blows.
Well, you know what? You should tell him to shove that job. You don't need that
job. Listen to me. The Phil Henry Show blows, and as soon as I see billboards that say that in Connecticut, I'll be happy. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
It's a shame the way you treat your employees.
I treat only one employee that way. I wouldn't hire you.
And believe me, I wouldn't come 10 foot within you.
Well, I wouldn't let you.
You're rotten to the core, sir.
Well, I wouldn't hire you, lady. Are you going to hang up? Ah, she goes. Holy Christ.
Did she hang up?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but there you go.
Let's move on.
The Phil Henry Show blows, and as soon as you see...
I'm joking around.
But why do you got to joke around like that in front of listeners? Okay, why do you got to humiliate me like that?
I'm fooling around. I'm clowning around. What, you got thin skin? Come on, take a joke.
Take a joke? Lady called up and said, as soon as I see billboards that say Phil Henry Show blows in Connecticut, I know that they're going to be doing a promotion on the thing right. Is that it? Is that it?
Did Broad hang her phone up yet?
Yes, her phone's hung up. Is that it or is it not?
You're going to have to start growing some, thicker skin.
Telling everybody the show sucks.
Come on. Fooling.
Okay, I apologize about Anchorage.
That's all I wanted you to do. Apologize about Anchorage.
Now we're on the air with a new affiliate in New Haven, and you got me... you're telling everybody the show sucks.
Well, I can hear for themselves, can't they?
What, that it sucks?
No, they can hear the show, can't they? They'll make up their own minds. Jesus. You're freaking so thin-skinned. What happened to you? What happened to the guy that I hired 3 years ago?
I don't know. I'm...
Are you all in a heap? You having problems, huh? You got emotional problems? Is that it?
I I'm an hour and 15 minutes into the show here. I've completely lost my bearings.
You going to do that porn thing or what?
I'm going to do the porn thing, yeah.
Okay, get it in. That'll get your bearings back. Listen to some music from a dirty movie. That'll help you out.
Okay, great. We'll do that when we come back then. And did I apologize good enough?
Yeah, you apologize good enough. You ever put another listener on the air, though, that disagrees with me, you're going to be in some big trouble.
She wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, well, you were the guy running the switches there. I don't want to talk to some... Never mind, okay? I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later. And, have whatever kind of a show you're going to have.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'd like women only in this next segment. The title of this segment, a little bit of a game, which we don't usually play on this show, but it is born of and inspired by our obtaining this Sexorama CD, which is music, okay? So we're not talking about the actual adult film or porn film, if you will. We're talking about the music from porn movies. And there's just a sound that it has. It's humorous. First of all, nobody rents or buys or goes to see a porn movie to laugh. That's one of those unspoken facts about porn. Many people go, obviously, to see it or rent it for the sexual release, the sex. Some, not a lot, but some go to see whatever the story may be in addition to the sex. And I suppose some would go see a porn movie to see the sex, to see the story, and yeah, to get a couple of laughs, but it's way down the list, you know. But if you listen to the music in adult films, it's very, very funny. So we're going to ask women only to participate in this game this evening, and we'll give you the number 1-800-449-8686. I am at a complete loss as to what to give you as a prize, so we'll give you a Phil Henry Show, Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. We'll give it to you. Now, you know as well as I do that these CDs are sold for charitable purposes only. So for me to give one away is a red letter day. It is a huge thing. I don't give these away to anybody. The sales department here at the radio station and at the network, they all got to buy them. I don't get any for free. I have to buy them. Nobody that works for me gets any for free. They got to buy them. So for me to give away as a prize the Best of Phil Henry Show 1999 Communism is Neat CD is a huge, huge step in the wrong direction, in my opinion, but it is because we lack any other thing to give you as a prize, which leads me into another thought, which I will not go on about, but we need to get some prizes around here, and I guess I'm going to have to start the Phil Henry Show merchandising arm. T-shirts, hats, mugs, the predictable crap. All the predictable mung. We don't want guys involved in this game because, frankly, when you put men together with porn, you get idiots, okay? You get worse than idiots. You get boring, lame, jackass calls, and we're really looking for... If we got to get a boring, lame, jackass call, might as well be from a woman. Because for some reason, they're more entertaining that way, okay? So 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and I guess Mike Schaefer, my producer, is having a very difficult time trying to find women, so... Hi, you a woman? Hi, how? Why don't you free it up? I can help you. Mike, why don't you free these lines up? He can't even hear me. I don't know whether that guy even listens to this show. Hey, Mike, free up the line so I can help you with the screening on this crap, okay? Do you understand what I mean when I say let me have access? Okay. Why can't I answer line 5 then? I can't wait. I'll miss the people. I can't wait to get out of here. Hello? 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 Are we retarded around here? Why can't I put the Symmetrix on the air?
Hello?
Yeah, it's a guy. See you later, pal.
I'm not...
Why am I not able to have access to this box? Is there a magical potion that one must drink? Hi, who's this? Have you got the phone pot down over there, Craig? What's the problem? Hello? 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 This is embarrassing. You know that? Hi. Hello? Jesus Christ. It's beyond belief. Hello? 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 It's still on hold. Huh? Don't whisper to me, man. Tell me what you want. I mean the green button. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I see ya. They've got one woman. What do you want, David?
Was it your screw up?
I wasn't hitting that.
Yeah, so you're yelling at everybody and it's your screw up, okay? You're yelling at everybody and it's your
screw up. Oh, shut up. So I was yelling at everybody, it's my screw up. Okay, hi, how are you? Laguna Beach, good evening. Laguna Beach, good evening. Laguna Beach. Laguna Beach, good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Well, you suck.
No, never mind. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to play a song, and you simply tell me, is it porn or not? You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Okay, kill it. Now, do you need a little bit more music, or can you make a decision, ma'am?
Not porn.
Not porn? You're absolutely right. So you win a Phil Henry Show CD, just like that. Hold on, please. God, we're going to give away, what, about $6,000 worth of CDs tonight? Line 6 is a winner. You know, here's one of the things that I wanted to do, and I probably should have announced this. I want to do it so that it was like, you know, the person who got it in the least amount of time, but forget it. Okay, here's Altaloma. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Really good, okay? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
And, Craig, hit it when you're ready. Okay, do you need more music, dear, or do you...
No, that's porn music.
That's porn music? You're absolutely right. So we've given away 2 CDs. You hold the line.
Okay.
You're a winner here on the Phil Henry Show.
All right.
Real good. Play that again, will you? That's porn music. She's got it. Yeah, that's porn. Mike, are you able to get all these people? You able to get their names? Okay. Let's go to Running Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Great.
All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
All right, go ahead and play that next selection.
Porn.
Yes,
porn.
It is. Yes, it is porn. Now, why would you... how could you possibly identify
because
that as anything?
Because I have your personality. You I know get, everything.
You know exactly how I think.
Damn right.
All right, hold on. You're a winner. You're a winner of a CD tonight.
You're great, Phil.
Thanks a lot. You. So I'm going to have to bring in my private stash to start paying for all these CDs we're giving away tonight. Good Lord. By the way, if you'd like to buy one and help charity, please go to the PhilHenryShow.com website. PhilHenryShow.com website. Here is Santa Barbara. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Good.
All right, are you ready to go here?
Yeah.
You got one queued up? Go ahead, Craig. Porn or not porn?
That's not porn.
Of course it's not porn. A blind man could figure that. Well, a blind man would have to figure that out. No, it is not porn. You're a winner as well.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay, so we're not fooling anybody. We're obviously not fooling. Isn't there anything from Ed Wood that you could play? Any, so we've given away how many CDs? Kay, one's a winner too, Mike. I beg your pardon? Line one's a winner, my man. 1-800-449-8686. And let's go to Petaluma. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Craig, hit it. I can't hear it. Turn it up. Do you need more, or do you want to take a guess?
Actually, that one seems like go either way, but I'm going to say that it isn't porn.
It is not porn? It is porn. You
it
missed,
porn.
Yes. Well, listen to
I
the cornball.
I watched enough of that.
Huh?
I watched enough of it. I should know.
Well, go ahead and play that. You might be able to recognize the film. Is that turned off? Or why do I not hear that? Okay. Jesus. What movie is that from? It's from what? Misty Beethoven. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
We got to get out. We got to take a break here. All right. Thank you, dear. You lose. The one and only.
So you were screaming your guts loose because you didn't think the phone system worked and you weren't pushing the right button. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Jesus, what an idiot. That's all I called up to find out.
Yes. I was pushing the wrong button.
So you're just screwing up all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm screwing up all over the place.
Don't you hang up on me.
I'm not going to hang up. I got to keep going with the porn thing.
Yeah, keep doing the porn thing. That's great. Jesus.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, let's go to Upland on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening.
Hey there.
Hi. So you have to decide whether this is music from a porn film or not, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's play the selection.
All right. Chicago, Chicago, Uda.
Good Lord. Did you get enough of that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you think? Porn film or not?
Well, I don't know. It's a guess, but I'm going to say that it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. What movie is it from, Craig? Sega's Fantasies. Woo! There you go. You win.
Yay!
Hold on. All right, so that's how many have we given away so far? 9 million. Boy, this was a hard game, wasn't it? Well, the way I'll tell you what the tip-off is. If it's that synthesizer music, you know that you're like 70% of the way to porn. Los Angeles, hello. Los Angeles? Los Angeles?
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen up, dear. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Want
to hear some more?
Yeah, a little bit more.
All right, play some more, Craig.
Maybe no?
It is porn.
Oh, no!
I almost didn't think it was either. Where's it? What's that from? What great film graces us?
Oh.
Eruption. That's from Eruption.
Oh,
man.
Doesn't that sound like music you'd hear near a volcanic event?
I thought it was like three.
Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Doesn't that sound like just a massive Mount St. Helens style? Jesus. Okay. Thank you, though.
Aww.
I can't give them all away because otherwise we're not going to raise any money for my friend's place. You know how it is.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Good talking to you. Marina Del Rey, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
You ready to go? You sound like you sound like you've been around.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
Ready? Go ahead, Craig. What do you think?
Well, it could be. I'd say yeah.
Nope. No, that's from the movie Ed Wood.
Oh, God.
How about that, huh?
Well, I'll have to buy your CD then.
yes, you will.
Okay.
It sounded sleazy, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you figure if it sounds sleazeball, it's got to be.
I think you're right with the synthesizer, though. That works every
time.
Yeah,
that's the tip-off there. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I wish that I had been better prepared, which naturally, of course, with this show, we're never better prepared, but I wish that I had the James Bond theme, you know, the ding, 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 ding. I wonder how many people would say, yeah, that's from Lesbian Lingerie Party, I think. Okay, here's Pomona. Hi.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Notice we go into this segment of the show, we are not getting one call from outside of California. Okay, you want to hear what we got here for you, ma'am?
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Craig, lay it on us. Is it porn or is it not?
It sounds like porn to me.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like porn to you. You recognize the distinctive rhythms, don't you? That's exactly what it is, ma'am. It's from a film called, I don't know, some crap. We don't know the name of it. Some Legend of Lady Blue. There you go, dear. You're a winner. Hold on. Hold on to that car phone. Line 5's a winner there, Mike. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You're a woman?
I am. My name's Diana.
How old are you?
26.
Did you have a thing?
No.
You never had one of those?
No.
Okay. You have a very husky voice, dear.
Sorry.
It's not a problem at all. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Is this porn music? Is this music from a porn movie or is it not?
That is porn.
I'm sorry?
Porn.
Nope, not porn.
Not.
That's also from Ed Wood.
Oh.
Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That had to be a guy, but he, she did a good job there. So there you go. You getting bored yet with this crap? Have we given away, what, about $100 worth of CDs? And it's a very moderate, at best, entertainment value. Let's go to Ontario on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, here we go. Is it porn or is it not? Okay, do you need to hear more?
No, I believe it is porn.
Yes, it is. That's the Johnny Wad section of, what's the film? It's... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's the film? Jade Pussycat. Jade Pussycat. So you're a winner, too. Way to go. Women really know their music. Fresno, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right, Craig, let her rip. Is this porn or is it not?
Yes, it's porn.
What gave it away? That guitar? The guitar riff coming in?
Yeah.
Go ahead, play it again. All right. You're a winner.
All right.
Way to do it, Fresno. Hold the line. Okay. Forget it, man. How much more of this crap we got to do? How many CDs are we giving away, Mike? How many? Six? Six times 20 is $120. That's it. I don't want to do it. I'm not giving it away anymore. I'm cheap. No, I ain't cheap. I just need to raise the money for the, did what? Did line six win? Yes, line six is a winner. All right, we thank everybody for their participation this evening, but that's it. I can't wait to get over to the studio tomorrow. We've got two CD players that I can actually have access to instead of going, hey, Craig, would you play this and play that and do this and do that? It just, it never ended. We got two great CD players in the studio tomorrow. We got two great digicart machines. You know, in other words, it's a real studio. And there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to do something and you can't do it because it's in somebody else's hands and they got 600 other things they're doing. And listening to you ain't one of them. All right, so there you go. That's from a CD called Sexorama, all of that great porn. Let me see the jewel case on that, please. Deep Throat, Amanda by Night, The Opening of Misty Beethoven, Seika's Fantasies, Eruption, The Legend of Lady Blue, The Jade Pussycat, Sex World, Behind the Green Door, Taboo, I Like to Watch, and Debbie Does Dallas. All of those, probably the classic adult films in the history of the stinking business. Man, one lousy cornet down the windpipe, your night's shot. And the record label is Oglia, I think, Records, because somebody was calling and asking how they can get a hold of that. Man, you should have seen the lines lighten up when we were playing this crap. But you listen to that music, you can't, but I was laughing through the whole thing because there's something about that dopey guitar and that silly-sounding synthesizer that it's suddenly you realize what it is you're looking at and you realize what it is you're listening to while you're looking at it. The inspiration for this album goes back to August 1981. I had just turned 18 and a girl I'd known for a few years reasoned that since I was now legal, we could and should go see an adult film in an actual public theater. Up until then, the only pornography I'd ever seen was crappy 8mm sex movies ordered from the back of Pregnant Lesbian magazine. This is true. I don't make this stuff up. Anyway, she takes me to the Pussycat Theater just off Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. I remember walking into this place thinking, Jesus Christ, this looks just like a regular theater. Yes, I know I was an idiot. We get some popcorn and a couple of drinks and then take our seats. I'm so excited I can barely contain myself. Here I am with a beautiful 19-year-old girl who is into sex and we're going to watch a porno movie together and she'll get really horny and if I play my cards right, maybe, just maybe, I'll get laid tonight. Cool, my life is starting to make sense. The lights dim, the movie starts, the plot is the typical disposable material, and pretty soon this tripped-out, semi-funk bass riff comes across the sound system. I get aroused to the music sex montage, and then they slip in some plot, and the music goes away. But then the music and the sex are back. It's like riding a sex roller coaster. By the time the film is over, we watched 8 or 10 good sex scenes, and I'm a walking testament to the power of Pavlov's theory on reflexive conditioning. Every time I hear this music, I get horny, says this guy. Put on some of this music while I'm actually reading here, Craig, so that you can be reminded of the fact that the one thing he says is very, very true. This stuff only comes on when the sex starts. When the music goes away, then it's, hey, what are you doing at my desk? Oh, I just thought I'd look at your files. Okay, so you pot it down. Hey, what are you doing at my desk? Well, I thought I'd look at your files. Hey, here comes your waitress. How you doing, baby? And now the guy starts taking his clothes off. They go at it, and then, well, I got to go to work now. You know, in other words, ding dong, it must be my wife. Hi, honey. What are you doing home so early? And what are you doing here with the maid? Well, why didn't I just join in? I'm the plumber with the extra long hose. Ding dong. Kill it. Ding dong. Hi, I'm the plumber with the extra long hose. Oh, God. Okay. Keep playing it, man. Screw it. Every time I hear this music, I get horny. This music makes my ears the same way that Jenna Jameson works on your eyes. So as a favor to me and to help ensure that my marriage stays together, the fine folks at Oglio Records have produced this album so that I, and to a lesser degree you, will always have a readily available source of material and musical inspiration when needed. Enjoy the CD and share. Oh, I get it. You're supposed to listen to this while you're making it with your wife? You put this on while you're making it with your old lady? Oh, come on, man. All right. This works. So my wife's got this cassette, and it's got a lot of Jennifer Warren, Joe Cocker, Bill Medley type crap, real romantic stuff. And I always kind of would rather hear this or something. I didn't know what it was that I needed, but I needed this. Hey, honey. Well, how you doing tonight, hon? Real good. Well, what do you say we have sex? Start unbuttoning your shirt. You know, take your shoes off. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Was that porn? Oh, that was Jeff Beck. Oh, okay. That was Beck from what? Was it Truth? Okay, now we have on line two here from Hollywood, Carvin Knowles, who was one of the producers of Sexorama. Carvin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty darn well.
Easy.
Okay.
Take it easy there, Carvin. So your friends called you up.
No, I really dig the rain, so.
Cool. This says here on the CD, you produced quite a few of these tracks, 1, 2, 4, 5, so I don't know, it's like almost all of them.
Most
with the exception,
of them, yeah.
And it says that these sounds were duplicated. So in other words, this is not the original music from the films.
It's
recreated.
Not, no. We tried at first to get licensing to use the music from the films, and those original tapes just do not exist. I mean, really, it was basically a bunch of stoned hippies in a garage somewhere jamming out.
With synthesizers and things?
Oh, yeah.
And they were looking at, they were doing it the way any film composer, if you'll pardon the expression. I guess that's what they're doing. They're watching the action and they're creating the music to it, right?
Yeah, you could say it's a little more spontaneous than most film music.
Right. And it's all done with synthesizers, mostly electronic stuff, right?
Yeah, back then they were using farfisas. That's a kind of organ, Hammond organs.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a lot of very old-style synthesizers. We brought in a mini and a micro.
Hey, who was the guy that came to you and said, I want to do this? Was this your idea?
No, this was the idea of Carl Capriolo Olio. I think one of his friends came up with it or something, sitting around, you know, going, hey, wouldn't it be great
if we could listen to this stuff and not have to watch these movies?
And, I'm not even sitting. Carl is the head of Olio Records.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of flew this out. In fact, he was very hesitant. He's like, I'd like you to do this project, you see, and it's from, we want you to recreate the sounds from old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, uh-huh. And he goes, you might not want to take this one, though. I just want to warn you in advance. I was like, what kind of movies are we talking about here? And he told me, and I couldn't stop laughing.
From old porn flicks, because there's something about them. I mean, when I hear the music from a porn movie, I laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is the moment you hear it.
Exactly, and it's so cornball sounding. Hey, Craig, where are you going, man, when I want you to punch a freaking button over here so I can play the music? God. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, play that. What's this from here, Carvin? Do you know this?
This is from Sex World.
Sex World.
Sex World. And
now, the interesting thing about this, just back it down a little bit, is I just had a bunch of my female listeners identifying whether the music is porn or whether it's from a porn movie or whether it's from a so-called mainstream movie, right?
Uh-huh.
And a few of them had a hard time differentiating between the Ed Wood soundtrack and your stuff as to whether it was porn music or mainstream music. And one of the things, when I hear this stuff, I'm reminded of, like, Beretta or SWAT or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I also, during this time period, watch lots of reruns of Chips.
Yeah.
To kind of get the feel
of what it was they're going for here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to another track here.
Okay.
You know the one that I like is... that was Sex World? Okay, go to... anyone you want, man. Just...
Well, have you've played Debbie Does Dallas, yes?
Yeah, we've played that, which is very uncharacteristic, I think. It sounds almost ethereal and pastoral.
Well, go ahead. You played that fine little samba that they wrote for Deep Throat.
Play Deep Throat, Craig. Cut 12. The fine little samba.
Yeah, and actually, the voices on there are not all electronic. One is a Farfisa organ. It's a really old and not really reliable organ. And but the other is the other sounds are me playing guitar with a wah-wah pedal. And
oh, really?
A style of playing that. Well, just let it roll.
Roll it, man. Turn it up too, because I can't hear this stuff. Now, what's going on the screen where this music is playing?
This is actually the opening credits.
Oh, okay.
Because they used a lot of song material that was popular music that they changed lyrics on.
Oh, okay.
In that movie. And
Here's Carvin's guitar playing right here.
And very...
Outstanding.
I was mimicking the way that they did it then.
That they did it then?
And I mean, we went to great pains because it was just so hilarious.
Oh, that's the first thing that strikes me when I hear this music. I laugh. This is must have been a very tender scene in the movie, listening to these very delicate guitar riffs. Play one more there, Craig. I don't know, man. There's like the Johnny Wadd.
Amanda by Night.
Amanda by Night. Okay, go to that. That's a cut. Amanda by Night. Where the hell is it? Cut 11. It's the one just before Debbie does. And then there's the Johnny Wadd scene in Jade Pussycat with that. That's like an angry war movie. Okay, go. Here's Amanda by Night. So what is this? The guy cleaning the pool and somebody's daughter? I mean...
This is actually one where I didn't get the video itself.
Okay.
I got a cassette tape from Oleo Records. There are about three of them on there where they gave me a cassette and said, "We want this. Can you do it?" And, okay.
Well, this stuff is out of sight, man.
And you could hear, you know, the cassettes were the strangest because you had no visual reference.
I got to go, man. It's the end of the hour here, okay?
Okay.
But Carvin, thank you. And can we write you if we need extra copies of this stuff?
Yes, you can.
Okay.